Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
Now, this week's heartbeat is very relatable. You and I have been talking how much relatable it is to us. And it was titled, A Word for the Weary. We know what it is to be weary.
Yeah, feeling very tired right now. Yeah.
Some days.
Sorry, ladies, yeah, or anybody listening, if I giggle too much when I get tired, I do giggle.
Yeah, it definitely goes up a notch when mum gets tired, for sure. So you started off with saying, have you ever been exhausted, fatigued, jaded, tired? And as you're saying it, I'm like, yep. And then you said you could be physically, mentally, emotionally, and sometimes I think all three in one.
Spiritually, yeah, the whole thing.
All of them,
the
spiritually, all four.
Yes.
And we want to avoid the world and
crawl back into bed.
Go back into bed to hit that alarm when it goes off. But luckily we have a God, not luckily, we're blessed with a God who knows that we would feel like this, and Jesus knew that we would feel like this. So he shares the scripture that says, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy burdened, I will give you rest. And you share in your heartbeat how much we do need Jesus to carry us, to strengthen us. And I think as Christians in our lives, we realize more and more just how much we need God and how much we just can't do it ourselves.
Yeah, and how much if we do give it to him, how much more restful we feel.
Mm.
You know, I'm not saying all of a sudden 100% it's gone. Sometimes, yes, it is.
Mm.
But the load is lighter.
We're able to cope better.
Yes.
I feel. But you also described how we need to give God control, but that can be quite hard to do, to release that control to God.
Or we think we did, and then the next time we don't, we haven't.
Mm.
We've taken, like we've, I feel like it's like we write it on a piece of paper, we go to God and we give it to him, and then the next time something comes up, we snatch it out of his hand and take it back.
Take it back, yeah, yeah. I was thinking sometimes exactly that. We can give it to God, but then we can take it back. And then also we can find it hard to give it to God because when we release control, we don't know then what's going to happen.
No.
And not that it's funny. When we're in control, it's not like we know
that anything was going to happen anyway.
Like that our circumstances would change or that we would be able to improve them. But there's something about gripping and holding on that we tend to do and we don't want to give to him.
Yes.
Mm. But how much when we do, it does take that load, that there is that burden that is lightened in us.
Well, it feels like it's a positive negative, and I'll explain. When we surrender, so we're letting go of the control for us, we actually get more control in our life because God then is in charge.
Mm.
So it's like we have to, and I'm just trying to explain it in a way, say there's a line and we have to go under the line, so we have to go surrender so that it can come back to be a positive in our life and we get rest from it. Mm. We get positivity, we get circumstances do sometimes change, God comes along, or we can carry it better.
Mm.
So it's like this negative, because the surrender can feel like it's a negative, but it's not.
Yeah, I think sometimes I can find it hard to surrender because and give control to God, because sometimes when you do that, I actually know that there's going to have to be refining circumstances
of me.
Yes, that have to happen, and that's going to be hard work.
Oh, yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like when you give something over to God,
often it's because he wants to do something in you.
Yes.
And you're resisting it because I'm going to have to confront some things in my life and it is going to be hard.
That's so true. It's often we are resisting because we don't want to confront the humanity and frailness of me, the sin in me maybe.
Yeah. And if we did that, well, yes, we'd go through the refining process. And I think we talked about refinement only in the last few weeks, didn't we?
Yes, yes.
But that God would then carry out that load. But it's a bit of a scariness to do that.
Yeah.
Mm. Even though it's funny, we would come out actually better on the other side, but we don't want to go through the process.
Yeah.
That certainly, came to my mind as I was listening to you speak. You went on to talk about how there's an exchange. So that's kind of what we're saying, how if we give it to God, then he gives us
the rest back. Well, he says, come and I will give.
Mm.
But if we don't come to him, he can't give it to us.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah.
But yet he wants to give us that supernatural, you described it, supernatural power, grace, strength and peace that will help us face
everything it's not all in our lives. I didn't share everything that he gives us.
Mm.
God's giving is we're not able to articulate in words sometimes all the things that he can give to us.
You then actually went back from the scripture. So the scripture you first shared, which is in Matthew 11:28, which we said is, come to me all that you're weary and heavy burdened and I'll give you rest. And you describe how, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you'll find rest for your souls. So Jesus talks about that. But you went back a verse or two. And in verse 27, it says, all things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. And then from there, it goes into the verse about, come to me all who are weary. Do you want to unpack a bit more why you shared that particular verse, the one like before?
Because
that.
I often feel like Jesus just not out of the blue says something. He didn't talk about come and, I've noticed someone's weary over there. Let me share about it.
Mm.
What did he? What was he talking on before? Mm. What happened?
Mm.
And he was sharing about the Father and I are one. Mm. We know each other. And so, what comes from the Father comes from him.
Yep.
And so when he's saying, I am humble and
gentle and humble in heart,
that's actually the Father's heart.
Mm.
And we don't have to work hard to attain God's blessing or to attain God's acceptance or to attain whatever. We just need to come to him, hand stuff over to him, and he will then give us rest. He will take the burdens off us. And so he was speaking to the crowd even more, going deeper in, I'm not just the God of the Old Testament where I have these laws and you've got to work hard and you've got to do these rituals. I am the God of heart where I am gentle and humble and compassionate and loving.
Mm. Mm. You also said, and I liked this, which I think will be coming our weekly challenge, is sometimes in life we say, I don't know what to do. And if we have that question or just statement even, then we should just come to Jesus, to Jesus. And I thought that could be the weekly challenge, because often in my life when I'm weary and tired, that's when it can lead to, I don't know what to do, like in a certain circumstance. But the answers to that can just simply be, go to Jesus.
Go to Jesus.
Mm. And then he will give that rest to us. And as you said in Isaiah, says he will give strength to the weary and increase the power of the weak. And gosh, I need that often.
Don't we all? Don't we all?
That's it. So the weekly challenge is when you are feeling weary and you're thinking, I don't know what to do, then go to Jesus and he will give you that rest. So we hope that has really blessed you and encouraged you this week in your tiredness, weariness.
And I'd love people to share maybe situations, if they can, of where I did come to Jesus and I got rest.
Mm.
He did this for me.
Yeah, that'd be wonderful.
Because it encourages all of us to go, oh, I'm going to do that next time.
Yeah. You can leave those comments on our website and be wonderful. People can read them and share with each other. So we hope that that chat has really blessed you, and we look forward to chatting with you all again next week.
Bye, everybody.